So you got to ask yourself, why is the supplement aisle in the food stores gigantic? Now there's whole stores that are nothing but supplements. Well, that never used to be the case, did it? Not in the 50s and the 60s when the food was food, right? So now everybody knows, although nobody's saying, that there's nothing in the food. So they're making all these supplements, right? Supplements is big, big business. So there's nothing in the food of any use to you because all the vegetables and fruits are now irradiated. They don't even have to tell you, right? So irradiation kills off all the enzymes that make them break down. So they're dead. The soils are completely devitalized. Why? Because they plant the same little square every year, and floods are no longer allowed to happen. The way minerals get distributed around the planet is through flooding. And the floods wash all the minerals over the floodplain, and now you got good soil. But we don't let floods happen. We keep the rivers tight. So there's no distribution of minerals in the soil. And the other thing we do is we kill off all the little bugs. So if there was a mineral in the soil, the way it gets leached into the root system of a plant is through the bugs. Yeah, the microbes, the little microbes in the soil, and they're talking, you know, minuscule, right, microscopic microbes, they get the minerals, they eat the minerals out of the dirt and leach them into the plants. Don't ask me about the exact relationship. When does the plant, like, make love to the microbe, or does the microbe crawl up into the plant? But the microbe is the middle ground between mineral and plant. And the microbes are all dead. So if there were any stray minerals in the soil, they wouldn't get to you anyway. And when you buy organic, if you wanted to afford it and take all the time, right, to buy organic, what you now have is plants and vegetables that are not sprayed with pesticides or fertilized, correct? But are they growing in a mineral-dense environment? No. So it's almost like a triple negative whammy. So you understand the conundrum that's facing everybody? You can't get it unless you're eating some kind of superfood or growing food. So the other problem with supplements is they're manufactured. So you got these aisles and aisles and aisles of supplements. And I'm telling you, I was an expert at this for years, okay? Because in my 30s, I was just dead and devitalized. I had been practicing these spiritual principles forever, and I was just miserable, depressed, high mood swings, low energy, all the crud. So I became an expert on this to heal myself. So the supplement aisle is huge, but everything I tried didn't work. No combination of anything I ever did worked. And then I discovered amino acids, so then I would take an amino acid and I'd just get really irritated one day. And, you know, I was just whacking out my brain chemistry, but I never felt good. So part of the reason for that is that manufactured vitamin supplements are a mirror image, molecular mirror image, of the vitamin they're copying. You'll just have to think about that for a second. That means they're backwards. They're also isolates, and nothing occurs in nature as an isolate. So every mineral has to be chelated to a protein molecule to work. And the combinations are so crazy, you'll never figure them out. There's no way you could create what God in the universe creates in a vitamin aisle, okay? So you've got isolates, which are strange occurring substances that your system doesn't recognize as food, and they're backwards molecularly. They also have no life force or prana in them. They're just molecular photographs. There's no living essence in them because the only place you can get living essence is from a living thing like a plant or the sun. Why would that matter? Well, I'll just let you think about a backwards molecular structure nutrient. Okay? But I'll tell you how what the danger is when a person needs a calcium supplement, if you want to hear about it, and just apply this across the board. So there's this little white pill. It's a calcium supplement, right? Remember, your body is smart, man. It's a perfect life machine. So a person, the doctor says, I got to have calcium supplements. So the woman is taking calcium supplements. Every time it hits her system, the body says, oh my God, that's 500 times more calcium than we can handle. You understand why I'm saying that, right? Because it's manufactured times 500, a huge amount. So the body says, oh my God, we've got too much calcium. And you know, too much calcium causes what? Bunch of stuff, bunch of problems. So the body says, we've got too much calcium, we've got to throw some off. And where does it throw it off?
Usually the fat.
The fat. Bones. It sloughs it off the bones. Then, this strange substance is going into the digestive tract, and the digestive tract says, what is this? It's not chelated to any proteins. I can't do anything with this. So there's a double whammy for you. Just think about that. So you're sloughing it off the bones from one signal and not ingesting it from the other. So one of my dear clients, had such a bad case of osteoporosis that she eventually just died because she just fell apart. But she'd been on calcium supplements for 15 years. So it's worth noting that not only do the vitamins not work, but we need to question their validity in its entirety, okay? Because they're manufactured, they're backwards, they're isolates, they have no life force in them.